Christina Garibaldi here from Us Weekly, and Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20 found super fame with his hit Smooth way back in the day. But it turns out he can't stand listening to the song anymore. Find out why.
My experience with Smooth now is like I'm going through the grocery store and Smooth comes on and then somebody walks past me and goes, Nothing. I mean, I know that's the lamest answer of all time, but I mean, I can't think of anything that I would have done differently. Like I'm embarrassed by how lucky I've been, you know, like everything that, you know, I've been really fortunate to work with, you know, I've been able to write with Willie Nelson and Mick Jagger, and I've been able to travel around the entire world playing music and sharing music with people and doing it with myself and having fans that are willing to follow me around and let me try some different things and come along when I take different journeys. So I'm not really sure, you know, that there's anything that I would have done any differently. Like I'm just really happy with the way things have kind of gone. Plenty of songs that I'm okay if I never hear again, right? Like if it comes on, I'll definitely turn it off. I think when you play something live, it has a whole different personality. You're sharing it with, and it feels good. So like, you know, Smooth or a song like Real World from Matchbox's first record, I'm okay if I don't hear that song. But there's still a joy in playing it every night that, you know, that's kind of different. But as a band, like we have certain songs where we work on them. Like when we're working through a set list and we're trying to get stuff ready for a show, we'll get to like Push. Mm-hmm. And we'll all look at each other and go, we don't need to play that again, right? We all know it. We're good. All right, move on. Yeah. We'll go to the next. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'm done with Smooth. I think Smooth, you know, Smooth has taken a journey for a lot of people. Like over the last 22 years, I mean, it came out, it was a sincere summer jam of the time, you know, like it was legit. Then it became like a parody of itself in it for a minute. You know, like it became this kind of, man, it's a hot one. And it was a little cheesy. And then something happened, and, you know, 22 years later, it just became like a nice classic rock song. You know, that I hear it. My experience with Smooth now is like I'm going through the grocery store and Smooth comes on and then somebody walks past me and goes, He graduated from Berklee College of Music a little while ago, and he has a band called Handmade House, and they moved out to LA and they did what you're supposed to do, and they're out there trying to make it. We actually, so on my last solo record, we had a song called I Love It, mm-hmm. that him and I wrote together. And then when it came out, it actually wound up being the song that the NBA used for all the playoffs, for all the playoff predictions and stuff. So he was pretty stoked, like his first, you know, swing at the bat, and he got a really good hit out of it.